Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Friday, May 3rd. Today on Forbes, Dr. Elon and Mr. Musk, Tesla's chaotic robotaxi pivot. There's a Dr. Elon and Mr. Musk aspect to Tesla's CEO these days. When he speaks, will it be the old school tech nerd full of big world-changing ideas? Or the mercurial billionaire making whiplash pivots with a multi-million dollar business? Dr. Elon successfully lands reusable rockets on barges and promises a sub-$30,000 electric car to help the masses fight climate change. Mr. Musk gets condemned by the White House for spreading anti-Semitic conspiracy theories on a social media platform he overpaid for and prioritizes a $100,000 Cybertruck that's recalled 5 months after launch. It was mostly the former when Tesla's CEO pacified jittery investors and cheered equity analysts on last week's earnings call with modified plans for cheaper electric vehicles, first promised in 2006, but not yet delivered. This was followed by a surprise trip to Beijing to gain approval to market the company's driver assistance features to Chinese consumers. Then, after laying off 10% of the company, including key executives, last week, he inexplicably expanded the job cuts further by slashing the team running its supercharger network, a bright spot amid otherwise dismal first quarter results, and dismissing the head of new products. The dissonant moves seem to underscore Musk's goal of pivoting the world's benchmark EV brand to a company selling robo-taxi rides instead of cars, a recurring topic for years that's gained intensity of late. It's a risky ploy as it's far from clear Tesla can pull that off, or if it will generate the financial benefits he anticipates, especially since it doesn't appear Tesla has done fully autonomous testing on the level of Waymo or Cruise. On the April 23rd earnings call, he said, quote, "The way to think of Tesla is almost entirely in terms of solving autonomy and being able to turn on that autonomy for a gigantic fleet. If you value Tesla as just an auto company, fundamentally, it's the wrong framework. If somebody doesn't believe Tesla is going to solve autonomy, I think they should not be an investor in the company. But we will, and we are." His track record suggests otherwise. Tesla's current autopilot and full self-driving features have been linked to 13 fatal crashes. Despite the features' names, the company warns customers to monitor their vehicles at all times because they aren't truly autonomous. Last week, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration excoriated Tesla for, quote, "insufficient steps taken to ensure that drivers pay attention while using those features." And it went on to say, compared to driver assistance software offered by rival car makers, Tesla is a, quote, "outlier" in its approach. Quote, "mismatching a weak driver engagement system with autopilot's permissive operating capabilities." Fully autonomous robotaxis are even tougher. Alphabet Inc.'s Waymo has poured billions into the development of fully self-driving technology for over a decade and is just now ramping up its commercial expansion to a fourth U.S. city, after successful startups in Phoenix, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. Amazon's Zoox unit plans to begin operating commercial robotaxi service in Las Vegas this year. Without similar pilot or test programs, Tesla appears undeniably far behind. Musk has long been hailed as a tech visionary for disrupting the auto and aerospace industries with profitable electric cars and reusable rockets. Yet for every breakthrough like Tesla's top-selling Model Y, or SpaceX's satellite-based Starlink internet system, there have been failures and flops, including plans for EV battery swap stations, solar roofs, hyperloops, and an autonomous robot that ended up being a dancer in a robot suit, and, it appears, the new Cybertruck. The disastrous $44 billion Twitter acquisition, in which Fidelity has marked down the value of its stake by 71%, is just one of a number of confusing business decisions Musk has made in the last year. Another is plowing billions into the Cybertruck instead of prioritizing a lower-cost, mass-market EV, which he has promised investors for years. Slashing Tesla's supercharger team is another perplexing move. The unit helped boost the company's service revenue jump 25% to $451 million in the first quarter, per an SEC filing, after Musk opened the network to non-Tesla EVs this year. For full coverage, check out Alan Ownsman's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.